Hey guys, it's Eric G from Around the House, and I am thrilled to announce that our massive back catalog, nearly 1,900 episodes packed with home improvement tips, DIY hacks, and expert advice, is now available for free. Dive into years of inspiration to tackle on your next project. And just a heads up, some podcast players limit how far back you can go. So if you can't find it all, just head straight over to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com, and listen to every episode there. Don't miss out. Start binging today. And thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Thanks for joining me. I'm Eric G, and I am back. I am back from Design and Construction Week, and this is our midweek update. This is that show that I put out every Wednesday or so that really helps you get through the week and get you new information and stuff, of course, that we didn't cover last weekend show, which was a best of show. Thanks for catching that, guys. That was one of those shows that many of you I know haven't heard before. And speaking of that, let's go right to the front about some big news that I'm going to give you podcast listeners out there. I released the rest of our catalog to you guys. So now, depending on the podcast platform, instead of having 300 or 400 shows of our back catalog, I think now there's 1,882 back catalog episodes out there. So dive deep, look at our old shows. Now they will be dated, but they're also going to be really fun talking to some amazing people. I mean, we have the episode back there that we talked to Clyde Lewis about haunted homes that goes off the deep end. We have people that are no longer with us, that are people out there that we have just had some great interviews over the years. Take a look back there. Take a history of the show over the last decade. It's all right there on your podcast player. So anyway, a lot of fun. Met with a lot of great people at Design and Construction Week. We'll talk more about that coming up. Great technology. We'll talk about that this weekend and that show, and that's going to be a great show coming up. We just have a lot of great things happening. Design and Construction Week was probably one of the best ones I've seen for coming out with amazing stuff. And a lot of it is more affordable. Like Brondell, for instance. You know, I talk a lot about Toto, love their stuff. But when you get a company coming out like Brondell, that instead of having a $30,000 space age toilet that is, you know, your bidet toilet, instead you can order one for $2,500 that has a lot of the same features. That's kind of cool. I like that. And you can order to Amazon and have it in a few days. So that's kind of cool. So lots of great stuff happening out there in the world of home improvement. And we'll be talking about that with some other fun stuff coming up. We got some great new news coming up here in the next few weeks of the Cam Anderson project with Blacktail Studio. That's going to be fun. We got some twists, some turns. Stay tuned for that. And we'll be talking more about that in the coming weeks. Now, first, before we get into some other stuff, I wanted to talk about some recalls because it's been a few weeks since we've done that. So this is interesting. So Schepter fuel containers recalled due to risk of serious injury or death from flash fire, burn, and oil poisoning. I would tell you what, there are, when it comes to gas cans, I tell you what, there are most of them, I'll say. I'm just going to be a little careful. I don't want to get sued here. Most of them are garbage. Oh yeah, they're safe, but I tell you what, most of them, I spill more gas trying to use these things, and I can't stand new gas cans. Now, there is one that works, and I tell you what, they don't pay me, but they did send me one of their cans. Sure Can. So go to SureCanUSA.com. If you want a good gas can, go take a look at that. Durable, easy to use. You're not spilling it, getting all of your hands. It's easy to fill stuff up. If you don't have one of those, you're missing out. It's actually the first gas can that works better than the old ones. So take a look at those, guys. Not a commercial, not at all, but that's what I use out there, and they don't have to pay me to say it because it's just that good. Now, here's the thing. When it comes to recalls, there's a lot of stuff out there. We're not going to hit everyone. There is a lot of, if you have child stuff in your home, whether it's beds, whether it's dressers, whether it's furniture, clothes, bedding, take a look at cpsc.gov. There are so many things in here for kids stuff, from child backpacks to everything else. Little Cow Company recalls 9-ounce cans because it could catch on fire. A lot of that stuff like that. And a lot of dressers and things that they didn't send the stuff out to connect to the wall so they can tip hazard. So look at all that stuff. There's a ton of it. Now, there is a big one. LS Home photoelectric smoke detector fire alarms recalled due to failure to warn during fire, posing serious injury. Sold on Amazon.com. They sold about 11,000 of them. So these are not great. So they're not going to do the job. So take a look. If you just bought some cheap ones on Amazon, yeah, these are literally going to burn you. So be careful. Watkins Manufacturing recalls hydro massage rotary jets and high life collection spas due to entanglement and drowning hazards. That's a bad one. Hot Springs looks like who has those. Hotspring.com/recalls. About 32,000, almost 33,000 of those out there, with about 1,000 in Canada out there. And next one here, Aerova recalls AeroV air purifiers due to fire and burn hazard. So that's one there. They're little kind of rectangular rounded air purifiers, about 191,000 of these. So could overheat and ignite. Again, one of those you got to be really careful of. And really, that's kind of the most of it. There is Arterion recalls Pure Steam Elite travel steamers and Mighty Little steamers due to serious burn injury. They can spit out hot water and get you there, so be careful. And then really everything else is just furniture and mislabeled stuff. So kind of basic stuff and kids' toys. So be careful out there. That is one of those that I really want to make sure that we're careful with out there. And, you know, just be careful. There's a lot of recalls. I love checking in and just giving you a little bit of what's going out there. I tell you what, I had so much fun out at Design and Construction Week. Got to see some friends. We're going to have some great videos, some great interviews. Got to talk to somebody for a few minutes from Shark Tank. That was interesting. And some really neat stuff out there. Got to see my friend Kayleen McCabe, who I love her. She does so much with the trades out there. I'm sure we'll do something there. There were so many people that were friends that me and the team ran into over there. Of course, ran into my friends over at Blaze Grills, Jimbo and those guys. So absolutely love it. So fun to see all those guys. And got to see some great stuff. And we'll talk a little bit about it this weekend. So you want to make sure and check that out. And we'll be talking about our new AI pricing program for contractors out there as well. So we got some great stuff coming up around the bend. All right, guys, well, you gotta get some stuff knocked out here. We are busy this week playing catch up for being gone and playing a little hard and working even harder. And really excited for some of the new stuff coming up on Around the House. If you want to find out more about us, head over to the website, aroundthehouseonline.com. And if you are in the Portland, Oregon area like I am, I will be at the Portland Home and Garden Show on Sunday, March 1st. Check me out there at noon. And that is out at the Portland Expo Center. And I'll be out there at noon. We're going to be talking out there about trends, design trends and things like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So noon, March 1st, little meet and greet out there, little chit chatting, Q&A. So if you've got questions, head on out to the Portland Home and Garden Show on Sunday. I'll see you there at noon. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. We'll see you on Saturday. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to aroundthehouseonline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Quick favor. If you're enjoying the show, the absolute best way you can support us is by leaving a quick review on your favorite podcast player. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you're listening to. It literally takes 30 seconds, and here's why it matters so much to us. Those reviews help new listeners discover the podcast. Tell the algorithms we're worth recommending and give us the feedback we need to bring you even better episodes. More of the topics you love and guests that actually move the needle for you. That helps us help you. It's as simple as that. So if the show's been useful, funny, or just made your day a little better, pop over right now, drop a star rating and a couple of sentences. We'll be genuinely grateful. Thanks for being a part of the Around the House crew, and let's keep that conversation going.